Have you seen the corn dollies in the museum? The next two pieces will tell you more about working with straw. First, Jules Bellaby gives the history of straw plaiting in Essex from a BBC Essex recording made in 1987. Then, farmers Jill and Robert Goodwin explain how to grow straw for making corn dollies from an interview recorded for the Kelvedon Speaks project in 1998.
And this is a very unusual and remarkable cottage industry that began just about the year 1800. And it was a result of the poverty following the death of the wool trade in about 1800. And the Duke and Duchess of Buckingham, who were then living at Gosfield Hall, a few miles from Braintree, decided to make some help towards the alleviation of poverty. So they introduced straw plaiting. And I would imagine they copied the idea from the girls who plaited their long hair, as it was in those days. The first you can imagine, not knowing anything about the business of plaiting, it was very crude indeed when they finished the production. Anyhow, the Duke didn't mind that. He wore one of the straw hats, made locally, when he went around the village, and even when he went to church. And as a result, people took to this and got going. He then, very wisely, went to Luton, which of course is the hat town, and he persuaded some of their experts to come over to Gosfield, start a special plaiting school for the youngsters. There's no state school, by the way, in those days, and the result was plenty of labour for the domestic plaiting. The normal pay was about 3 old p, that would be what, 1.5 present-day pence, for 20 yards.
How long would that take?
Well, that took ages, but of course they were doing it all day long, talking or walking or whatever. Mm. They could keep up their plaiting, chatting with the neighbours, all hard at it. And the result was it became the second largest industry in Essex.
What happened to the industry then? When did it die out?
Just about 1900. Usual thing, change of fashion. Of course, also competition from abroad, as often happens with these things.
In the early 1960s, we began to grow particular varieties of straw, and the system was to cut it all by hand with a hand sickle, tie it by hand, cart it in on the trailer, stack it in the barn, make a mini stack, cart it out every day to dry, and back again at night. I've got a special little sickle with a toothed edge.
We cut it when it's not quite material.
You wait for a joint green that much above the first joint.
And then
you have to
dry it artificially. It holds the seed in the head naturally as it senesces in the field.
Won't do to let the straw mature completely because it's too brittle to plait. It's quite a skilled art.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.